Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So as we said, we have these running notes during the show. And sometimes these thoughts change very quickly. And you think you're going to have a conversation about something one way and then something changes. An example of that would be what Rashee Rice did in the second half compared to the first. Because I'll be honest, we were thinking, man, are we going to have to talk about Rashee Rice not showing up in one of the biggest games or the biggest game of the year? The first half, you know, he has one half of his game, and it's 3 catches for 9 yards. Like, this is
Rice.
Nobody's stepping up on offense. He ends up with 8 catches for 141, and the biggest catch of the game was on a gotta-have-it play that ends up getting them near midfield in that would have been the overtime period.
To set up the game-winning field goal.
He's now got 253 yards in 4 games combined. So 141 in this one. He was the number one receiver that you want to count on in the second half. In the first half, there's a lot of reasons for it. I think Mahomes certainly was off, missing guys that were open. There were also times when the Colts were in man coverage, Cody, and nobody was winning. I think both can be true. People want to blame just like one side. I tweeted something like, hey, guys aren't getting open. And man, oh my gosh, you would have thought I said.
Well,
it was a mix. Guys weren't getting open at times. Mahomes was missing open guys in certain spots. When they were in man coverage, the Chiefs were not winning in the first half.
So I agree with your assessment of that. You know what happens here? Some of this is we're victim of what we hear. And you were at the game, and on the broadcast, Tony Romo spent, Drew, you listening, 2 hours being Mahomes can't, he's leaving the pocket, never sees anyone open, guy doesn't know where anyone is on the field. I swear to you,
okay,
for three full quarters,
he was begging for him to stay in the pocket.
Tony Romo was getting after Mahomes and claiming he was missing open guys.
That might explain the reaction I got.
Open guy after open guy.
That might have explained it.
And look, there were some guys that were coming open late, or for all we knew, were third or fourth read guys.
Well, I'm not saying Mahomes was perfect at all.
No.
He made mistakes, and there were guys open at times. I think there were also plenty of situations, though, where especially on a third down, I think it was towards the end of the first half, when Mahomes ended up being a holding call anyway, but when Mahomes finally found Hollywood Brown, like, well, that was a play that was completely broken. Now, I don't count that as the guys got open early on in the route. Now, in the second half, it was a completely different story in the fourth quarter late, where they were able to, for whatever reason, get Xavier Worthy intermediate crossing routes, Rashee Rice intermediate. That's the part of the game they just have not had much this year, Cody, is the intermediate routes, guys crossing across the middle of the field and winning. In man-to-man coverage.
And the entire fourth quarter in overtime was that.
Yeah.
It was just 20-yard hit after hit after hit. Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy got a long one, and it seemed like they were just finding it over and over and over again. So while I agree with you, I think Mahomes has been a little more trigger shy, and I think especially...
That's fair.
And in that game, I think he was holding back I think he pulled back a little after yet another tip pass where it seemed like they knew what they were doing right there at the line of scrimmage.
You noticed they didn't run many more. The RPOs after that, they were going
got
to
real quiet.
The hard runs, as Andy Reid called them.
Yeah, and so like I think they ran into a little of this. Look, I'm hoping very similar to what we said in the lead here is this is the game to get Rashee Rice back to being Rashee Rice, man. He averaged 17 yards a catch. He averaged 6 yards a catch in the game before. He had 9 targets and 38 yards against Denver. And he's had some games this year where he's had 9, 10 targets. and finishes the game 7 for 42. But he's had a game like this against Washington, and now he's had a second one against Indianapolis. And more importantly, the thing that I thought was missing the entire, and why I wondered if maybe he just wasn't the same after the injury, is the intermediate. He was the intermediate king the first 2 years in Kansas City. 10, 15, 20 yards, man, that's what that guy could get. He'd run 10 yards down the field and you'd get him for that. Not he ran 4 yards down the field and you hope it turned into 10. And in this game, a game that you and I were like, hey, we're going to have a real conversation about Rashee Rice. If they lose this game and it keeps going this way, he was great.
Oh, he was awesome. He was in great. The second half.
Right after that, they just fed him and it worked over and over again. I will give you a slight injury update. Ian Rappaport over on Twitter said Pro Bowl guard Trey Smith is dealing with both high and low ankle sprains. Sources says he's expected to miss some time, including likely against the Cowboys on Thursday.
So the Cowboys, Texans are the next two. A real chance he misses both then is what you're hearing. Yeah, I know he has 10 days after this one, but.
Yeah, I'd say you probably got a chance for him in the Texans game, but if he's dealing with high and low ankle sprains and he's got 3 days to rest, I would say you should probably go ahead and plan on Mike Caliendo making the start for the Chiefs on Thursday against the Cowboys.
That's a hit for sure. I don't think it's one that they can't overcome in a two-game span, but that's a big hit. As you mentioned earlier, running the football when Trey Smith was out there, of course, they were a lot better. He's one of the best guards in football. Mike Caliendo does at this point have plenty of experience, though. It just means, again, you're thinner. So Kingsley's got to stay healthy. You know, you can't afford really many other guys that are not going to be available. So that's unfortunate to hear. I'm not surprised, though, with the update. You remember right before the half, Caliendo came in for Trey Smith. Trey Smith got his right ankle taped up, then went back in the game, and then he didn't come back out at halftime. And so, you know, clearly it was an issue for Trey Smith. So that's a bummer to hear that update, though, from Ian Rappaport. Rashee Rice, we were talking about him. Here's what he had to say at the podium a little bit after the game, after his big performance in the second half.
I mean, the coaches have a great scheme. All we have to do is execute whatever they call, the play calling. When everybody's doing their job, it's a lot easier to be able to, you know, come out with big plays like that. So it's nothing like, you know, making 1-5 happy when you complete a catch and, you know, turn the field. You kind of just see who wanted it more. Our back was against the wall. It's been against the wall, so we just had to dial in a little bit. Honestly, we don't really never feel like we're going to lose. It's a four-quarter game, full football game, and as long as you want it, you put your mind to it and stick together, we're going to have the outcome that we want.
In the second half, that's what number one wide receivers do. You want to prove you're number one. You want to prove you're a top 20, top 15 receiver in football. That's the kind of half that those studs usually have and are capable of. And he proved that he can do that. That was big, big, big. Yeah, you would have loved for it to show up in the first half, but when it mattered most, he stepped up in a massive way. As far as someone was asking about his hamstring, nothing was really said about that after the game. I wonder if it also wasn't cramps more than it was hamstring. So we'll see. Again, today is an off day, and then they're very quickly right back at it.
Cramps could easily be it. Do you realize? I mean, does everybody realize how many plays the Chiefs ran yesterday?
90-something, right? 93 yes. Or whatever it was?
Travis Kelce played the most snaps of, like, I think Briscoe had put out the stat. It was, like, the most snaps I think Travis Kelce had played in his entire career, maybe? Or somewhat close to that here. I'll pull up the stat. Travis Kelce had 84 snaps at 36 years old. He played 84 snaps against the Colts. It's the most he's played in a single game since 2018 when he had 85 snaps against Baltimore. Again, 2018, so 7 full years ago, the last time Travis Kelce played that number of snaps. So, like, I bet everyone was, and this is the only problem with the Thursday game, because I guarantee you, and look, the Cowboys played an overtime game too, so it's not like they didn't have that. I guarantee you, based on the number of offensive snaps, man, the Chiefs offense got to be tired.
They played 40. They were on the field 42 minutes yesterday, 17 more minutes than the Colts were.
Yeah, they got to be tired, man. And so it doesn't mean, you know, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they started a little sluggish against there. We'll hope. I'm still hoping the momentum carries, but there is something to that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save.
Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.